Understanding disease basics. Why are people not able to make intelligent decisions about their health? For this is vital in a COVID vaccine related world, because they do not have basic principles that should be taught to you as a child. This allows for superstition and control. Religion and matters of health are much the same, are covered in man-made superstitions. People need to use their God-given intelligence and reason from cause to effect. We celebrate memory recall rather than rationale for good medicine. It goes to the level of hero worship, titles, prestige, and money that comes with being part of Big Pharma, who pays indoctrinated, compromised individuals well. We should be celebrating rational medicine and those advocating such principles. Good rationale tells us that those things that belong to the environment heal us, having good soil and it being mineral rich, and the food grown properly on that soil is vital for health and healing. A contaminated environment causes, for example, cancer. Contamination from pesticides leads to cancer, and it is exponential up the food chain. So cancer is throughout the animal food chain, something we're not hearing enough about, for it is at alarming levels affecting nearly every family. What happens is the person with cancer is afraid and willing, on good authority, to have chemotherapy for a condition originally caused by chemical toxicity. Makes sense, right? No, it doesn't make sense. So if the disease is treated this way, the problem just changes form and location by chemical drug therapy and the body is weakened. The problem is often transferred to be relocated elsewhere. Perhaps we are told it is gone, but lo and behold, it reappears in another form and location later on, and this time it is seen acting much more aggressively. It has become a revolving door for the person and those requiring the very best professional specialist expertise are treated by profiteers. Indoctrinated, compromised individuals. If we have chickenpox, does it make us immune to disease? Yes, the initial disease is overcome by the body resources to fight the disease. But does the disease remain in the body? Yes. Now, even without a chemical, the body can be reinfected and often does, changing form and location to later become shingles or Bell's palsy. So does the disease really ever leave the body? Rarely. The body contains the problem or disease until the immune system becomes low, and out comes another disease, but changes form and location. However, if we were to make a conscientious effort to change, broadly speaking, 8 lifestyle factors, we would bring ourselves to a place where we are disease-free without slipping back into the problem that can relocate and change the form of the disease. That is, manifest itself as another disease. Interestingly enough, COVID-19 is related to the herpes zoster, which causes chickenpox. So is it good practice to get a disease to elicit immunity? No. But is this not what is being advocated? Internal and environmental hygiene, that's everything. It is everything in fighting disease. So the microbes, through internal hygiene and a nutrient-rich internal environment, strengthen our immune system. Is this what is being advocated today in 2021 in light of the COVID? No. The Bible principle, the life of the flesh is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11, that is blood flow and blood quality, for self-healing as a result of internal hygiene is not realized. It is not part of the conversation. People will die because of missing the simplest things that would save many lives. This goes further by considering which food to consume, such as scavengers, are not good for your health, Leviticus 11, and not having the blood and the fat, Leviticus 3:17. And it says in Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all the statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.